Voter concern over the federal deficit has Congress reconsidering money it had all but promised states. Even though Congress had previously signed off on additional Medicaid money to help states reeling from the recession, conservative Democrats have now pulled the funding from a larger jobs bill. Without the federal help, Governor Jim Doyle says nursing homes might cut back or even close.
And so you would see job losses, not in state government, but you would see job losses in communities big and small all across the state of Wisconsin.
30 states have already included the federal Medicaid money in their budgets, money they may not get. For Pennsylvania, Governor Ed Rendell says there could be layoffs of government workers. He says in this case, increasing the federal deficit is acceptable.
If we have to choose between debt and jobs, we should choose jobs, because we'll only get out of this recession if we keep creating and sustaining good-paying, family-supporting jobs.
Unlike Pennsylvania, Wisconsin did not include the federal money as part of the state budget, but the amount at stake translates into 20% of Wisconsin's Medicaid budget. Enrollment in the state health care program has gone up 26% due to the recession and expansion of coverage to new groups. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.